Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Sure, last name is Brahmbhatt, Brahmbhatt.
Can I verify your email address?
Sure, my email address is pinal_brahmbhatt@yahoo.com.
Okay, and your telephone number?
It's 516-380-8359.
And your shipping address?
4814 Kensington Park Boulevard, Orlando, Florida, 32819.
Okay, thank you for that. The information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like the meal plan was ordered on April the 6th. It is an app that you download on your phone. It focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It is $59.89 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on April the 6th, correct?
No, and then we are vegetarian, so for our thing, it's not even useful, and we didn't download anything. I don't know how it got. And then I thought it has to be one of the doctor's office or something, but then it's charging every month. So I was like, let me call you guys.
Okay, could anyone in your household might have placed this order?
Sure. Sorry?
Could anyone in your household might have placed this order?
Sure.
So someone in your household might have placed this order?
No.
Okay. Well, if you are sure that neither you or anyone in your household placed this order, what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
No, but how would you guys take my credit card to order it? That I don't get it. Who would have give you a credit card?
Well, this is an app that you have to download on your phone. You actually have to put in your own information. This customer service here, we only handle accounts as they come in. We do not create accounts. So which means someone
I'm going to talk to my credit card people. That's fine. You don't have to do any. But if you can take me out from your thing.
Well, this information does get sent over to your credit card company as well.
Okay, so I don't want to do anything else. I just want to talk to them because I don't know how you guys get my credit card information. You know?
Well, the only way we would have this information, ma'am, is if someone put it in online using a smartphone, tablet, or computer.
But that's not right. They should not have charged it. And then what kind of app is it?
It's an app. It's a meal plan. It's an app that you download on your phone that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. It includes meal plans and recipe guides.
Okay, hold on one sec. You know what? If you can take me out from it, and I'm going to figure out. I'm going to talk to my credit card. I don't know how they got my credit card information, to be very honest.
Okay,
yeah, you guys have been charging me since April, so April, May, June, July. That's a 4 months.
Okay. The account's already been canceled, ma'am. Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim?
No. Do you guys give the credit for it, though?
If you want to proceed with the fraud claim, then yes.
Then who how do we get the credit? Who will check this?
Well, I can go ahead and get your information sent over for the beginning of the investigation. We do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $59.89 charge that was made on July 5th. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your card. You'll also get an email confirming. Is there anything else can help you with?
No, thank you so much. I'm going to also talk
thank
to my
credit card. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.